We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Office report this week brought to you by Unified Office, where they help restaurants maximize revenue and avoid placing customers on hold. See unifiedoffice.com for more. And Sam Kennedy joins us this morning. Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great, thanks.
I wanted to ask you about the fans. And yesterday, Nathan Eovaldi on this show was talking about how important they've been to this team, and almost as if there's been a different vibe at Fenway, like the fans end up being the 10th player. Do you feel that same way? Has it been a different crowd playoff wise, end of the season wise at Fenway Park?
Yeah, there's no question. I agree with Nate. The electricity and energy has been unlike anything we've seen in our time here. It's interesting. I think back to 03, 04 during those great runs, and there was more of, at least as far as I can remember, more of a nervous energy given the 86 year history. The intensity, electricity from the first pitch has just been incredible. And I do think there's a bit of a younger crowd at Fenway, probably a lot related to COVID, but also it's a team that's captured the imagination of younger fans, which is a great thing. So it has been extraordinary, and obviously we got to keep it going here into the LCS.
Sam is talking about, you're not just saying the people that go to the game with Greg, right? The crowd in general.
Yeah, Greg is always hosting his entourage. We know that. They're always hanging out at the back bar there, and we appreciate that too. But the real fans sitting down in the seats have really turned it up a notch.
Well, that's because both Johns actually are the greatest bartenders in the city of Boston, and you have them right up there. Speaking of Nate Eovaldi, on this show yesterday, he said that players were somewhat disappointed at trade deadline time. That was something that we had talked a lot about. I think we talked with you about it. Was that a feeling that you guys had been able to get from them at that time? And then is that Alex Cora, all his doing when it comes to keeping those guys in it if they were disappointed?
Yeah, look, I think, disappointment or confusion or a lack of, excitement right at the trade deadline is totally understandable, whether it's players in our clubhouse or fans or members of the media, because it's impossible to understand the impact of trade deadline moves as they're happening sort of in real time. And then we obviously struggled. We had a great first half. We struggled in the second half. We played 500 baseball. So, it's understandable. But look, at the end of the day, we acquired Kyle Schwarber, Hansel Robles, and Austin Davis. All three have made incredible contributions. I'm not sure you can really speak about what Kyle Schwarber's added in terms of the positivity and the presence in the clubhouse and the clutch performance. So understandably, people were either confused or a little disappointed, just given people were looking for quote-unquote big ticket pickups. But at the end of the day, we held on to exactly what we wanted to hold on. Not going to talk about specifics in terms of trades. We didn't match up for some of the moves that people had written about and discussed. We wanted to hold on to certain elements of our farm system. We did that, and we were still able to push across in the postseason. We matched up against the Yankees, and we took care of business back on that Tuesday night in a wild card game, and now we've gotten past Tampa. So it's very rewarding for our baseball front office, but understand the the sort of feeling at the deadline that happens from time to time, and certainly understand what Nate was referring.
Speaking of Schwarbs, when it comes to personality, has there been a better fit for this city than he is recently?
No, he's just perfect. I mean, he fits like a glove. His approach, the way he carries himself, how he handles himself in the clubhouse, his calm presence, his clutch performance. I get text messages from all over baseball all the time. I can't tell you the number of texts I've got from his former general manager, Theo Epstein, who drafted him out of Indiana, his biggest fan, and was just so excited. And while we were getting somewhat crushed at the trade deadline, as you all remember, lots of reminders from around the baseball industry about what an incredible addition Kyle would be. And obviously that's proven to be the case. He's been just a huge addition for this 2021 club.
Since he is getting just rave reviews from everybody, will there be a push to try to lock him up for the long haul once the season ends?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that I said fits like a glove, and you'd love to see him around here for a long, long time. So we'll obviously get into that at the appropriate time. But he is, he's been just an incredible addition. Hats off to Heim and the baseball ops group for bringing him on board.
Sam, how satisfying is it for you to be back in this position? When there were some people around here, I won't say their name, rhymes with egg mill, that thought that this team was not going to go anywhere. But there were a lot of us saying, hey, this is a good baseball team. And to be one series away from getting to another World Series, how satisfying is that for this organization from the top to the bottom?
Yeah, you know, it's hugely satisfying. And the criticism and the disappointment, sometimes anger, frustration, it's what makes it so great. You know, being in Boston, that type of passion and energy and people following the team year in and year out, being pissed off when we lose and upset if we don't make the postseason, it has the opposite effect when we do well and we play well and we earn the fans' support and trust. I mean, you started off by talking about the fans at Fenway. I can't remember this type of energy and electricity. So when you deliver, you get the most unbelievable reaction and support. But yeah, it is satisfying. Our goal, we set it at the outset. We set it at spring training. We have a plan. We're sticking to it, and that's building a sustainable, competitive team year in, year out. We're trying to play baseball in October, trying to win a World Series each and every year. I was listening to Mike Milbury talk about the Bruins and their consistency and how great they've done. It's hard to win a championship. You guys know that. But, yeah, it's very satisfying, and no one's celebrating yet. We got eight more wins to go, and it starts tomorrow night with the Astros, and looking forward to getting going.
Was there any reason why the first time that we have heard from John Henry in quite some time was the other night?
No, other than, you know, if you were him, would you want to talk to you guys?
That's a pretty good point. That's a great point.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, no, look, John Henry and Tom Werner, this group, I grew up here. You guys grew up here. It's hard in real time when you own and operate an organization like the Red Sox, and they've got lots of different sports, media, real estate, entertainment holdings running. The two of them run many businesses, but I don't think they get the credit that they deserve. I mean, winning championships, saving Fenway Park, being so active in the community. When the history books are written about John Henry and Tom Werner and their stewardship of this team, it'll be an incredibly positive reflection. In the moment, it's hard because, you know, we don't win each and every year. But I can tell you, as an employee, as a partner in the Fenway Sports Group, it's a great environment, and we're so appreciative of the support and the resources they provide for the front office. And it's our obligation to speak to the media for me and for Alex and Haim and others. So we do our best. We're not always great at it, but we try our best. And you know, they'll be the ownership group will be committed to this team as long as John Henry and Tom Werner are leading the ship.
One quick question from me based on what you said about it or brought up Alex. Is there a feeling from Alex that this season is an opportunity for redemption for him? Is there a feeling in the organization that exists? We talked to Nate Evaldi about that yesterday. Is that kind of a feeling around there?
Well, I think it's more just an opportunity to continue to earn back the fans' trust and all of baseball's trust. Look, when people make mistakes, they're judged by their accountability, how they own up to it, how they handle themselves in terms of an apology. Alex Cora served a real serious penalty. He sat out a whole year, which absolutely killed him. You saw the emotions coming out the other night. His whole family was there. So, yeah, it's an opportunity to continue to earn back that trust. Look, at the end of the day, we knew he was the right guy to bring back for that reason. He handled himself really well in terms of owning up to what had happened. And we're really glad we brought him back. He's the absolute perfect person to lead our organization. And he's been, people don't remember this, but he goes back to 2005. He's just been a great teammate for nearly two decades on and off for many of us, and glad to have him back.
Sam, the decision to trade Mookie Betts was obviously a controversial one, but now that you're back in the Final Four here, less than 2 years later, do you feel vindicated at any blame the organization took for that?
No, I think it's understandable for people to be upset when you trade a player away of Mookie Betts' caliber. He's a World Series champion, homegrown player. We couldn't get there on a contract extension, so we did what we felt we needed to do to achieve our organization's objectives. But it's still hard, you know, to see a player like that that leave your organization. I'm really excited about, you know, the players that we brought in and where we're going. But now that's a hard one. Mookie's just he's an unbelievable player and an unbelievable person. So understand that. And you know, we don't wish him well going forward here, but understand the frustration and anger that came from that deal. That was not an easy transaction to make. It was it was a hard one to deal in the aftermath, but we've obviously moved forward and we'll do our best as we get into the LCS.
Is the reporting accurate that the Rays had ordered champagne delivered to Fenway, and if so, do they use Drizzly? And second, to is that something that that this Red Sox team used to motivate them?
I have no idea if those reports are true, but I'm glad you brought up the Rays, because I have to tip my cap to Kevin Cash and Matt Silverman and Eric Neander and Stu Sternberg. Just an unbelievable organization and front office, and they had a great season. They're a great team. Unfortunately, they're going to be great for a long time here in the AL East, but I don't know if those reports are true, so we'll leave that one alone.
Sam, I know it's over and they're out, so it's not going to be an issue the rest of the playoffs, but the Tropicana Field hosting playoff games is just a horrible look for baseball. I know they're going to be splitting time with Montreal, I guess, next season, but is there been any talk about moving playoff games out of that god-awful place?
Well, I happen to agree with you. It's not a great venue for baseball. There needs to be a solution down there. You mentioned Montreal. That's not happening next year. They have an idea that they'd like to come up with a possible two-market solution. It's an interesting and creative solution. The industry, Major League Baseball, will have to study it more. I'll tell you, I did have a chance while I was in Tampa to tour Jeff Vinnick, our old partner's arena. in Tampa, the renovations and the associated real estate development down at Channelside. It was incredibly impressive. So there are possibilities down there for the Rays to get into a better venue. They need more fan support, especially given what they've done on the field. And hopefully they will, because it's important for all the 30 clubs to be competitive and to be supported.
I know that it's not confirmed about the champagne, but Verdugo spoke about that and them eating popcorn after game one, kind of at the end of that. Do you feel like this team has seen more disrespect than maybe years prior?
Probably a better question for the players and for Doogie. I do think when you struggle the way we did in the second half, especially after such a impressive first half, that maybe some teams look past the Red Sox. And if that's the case, good, because it's always good to be the underdog, especially when you're playing, you know, talented teams like Tampa, New York, now Houston. I mean, we got our work cut out for us.
Well, you learned your lesson with that Yankees comment on this radio show earlier, didn't you?
Well, I did. I do want to note that we did beat them 10-9 in the regular season series, and that allowed us to have one of the most memorable nights in my 20 years with the Red Sox on Tuesday, October 5th, when we beat them 6-2.
Take a lap. You got to take a victory lap.
Well, kind of
victory lap.
To Greg's point, taking a victory lap. I know front office people and coaches, you know, they never like to kind of gloat or talk about, you know, what makes this team such a good team. But players, we don't mind taking victory laps, especially when, you know, nobody gives us credit or everybody doubts us. Alex Verdugo talked about how he loves playing here. And it seems like there's been a lot of players through the time that I've been watching this team, especially in the last 20 years, that really enjoy playing for this organization. What is it about this organization that makes players enjoy playing for the Boston Red Sox?
Great question, Wiggy. It's the fans. There's just no doubt about it. There's nowhere else in sports that has the type of fans and support we have for the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Bruins, the Celtics, the Revs. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, when I think about Alex Verdugo coming here, I think of two things. When he got into the clubhouse of spring training, he absolutely lost his mind when he had the opportunity to meet David Ortiz. And it was fun to see that. And then when he went crazy at an empty Fenway Park in 2020, that catch he made at the right field bullpen, you know, absolutely going nuts with no fans in the stands. I was thinking to myself, wow, this guy is going to love it when things get back to normal. And he does. He's the type of player that was built for Boston. He's also out there when people aren't watching, signing autographs, talking to kids, taking photos. He loves it. He loves everything about Boston. And those are the types of players that we need here.
All right, Sam Kennedy, great to talk to you. Red Sox front office report. Hopefully we will get to do this again sooner than later. And good luck ALCS-wise to the entire organization.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.